Recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas, it's Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews. And now, here is Larry.
Hey, it's good to be back in the studio.
Yeah.
I think we've got a good show. Of course, I say that I think every week because I think we do.
Well, sure we do.
You know, a young man came into the restaurant the other day. In fact, it was Friday, and he goes, "Hey, man, I listen to your podcast all the time. I really like it."
Uh-huh.
So glad that he
Well, I noticed you got a TV up in your restaurant now.
Yeah.
Hey, well, we can watch. Can't hear. We can watch.
Exactly.
You need to do the closed caption on the bottom.
Today was the first day that we had that up and going. We mounted those up Friday and everything, and several people said, "Man, I didn't know you had a podcast."
Right.
I said, "Well, that's our YouTube channel." So one guy from North Little Rock said, "Hey, I got to work late tomorrow night, so I'll turn you on. I watch a lot of YouTube while I work."
How about that?
And so he's gonna check into
people
us.
People need
so.
To go by your restaurant and get lunch.
Come by.
Tell where
lunch.
You are again. I mean, while we get that little 15-second commercial, tell to give a plug for your restaurant, Larry.
Bobby's Country Cooking, and we are at 301 North Shackelford Road in Little Rock, Arkansas.
And this is Wednesday, so what's today's lunch?
Meatloaf. Folks, I cook about 40 pounds of meatloaf every Wednesday, and if you're not there by 1 to 1:15, you're probably not going to get any.
And you always have fried chicken.
Always. That's our signature dish, and yes. I think we've got the best fried chicken in the state of Arkansas.
Absolutely.
I'll put that out there. I have for years, and if you think that I'm lying, then we'll go into a contest, and we'll fry, and somebody else can fry, and we'll see if we can do better.
And Thursday is
pot roast.
And Friday's fish.
Friday's catfish, and I've got some of the best catfish you've ever had.
That's like never frozen, right?
Or no, something like it's that. A brand new catfish. Yeah. Well, I've been using it for 6 or 8 months, and and I got to tell you, man, it's never been frozen. That catfish was swimming in the pond Tuesday morning. They caught it Tuesday afternoon, processed it, put it on a truck, ran it up through Mississippi, really? Through Memphis, and it's in my cooler on Thursday.
Wow!
And I fry it fresh out of the box, never been frozen, and. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's about as close to crappie as you can get.
I was just getting ready to say it's close, but
it's not as good
there.
No, we all know that. We all know that.
All right, what are we doing today?
Well, let's talk about sanctuary states and sanctuary cities.
Okay.
No more money.
Now, the bank is closed.
The bank is closed.
That's what he said. The bank is closed.
I love that.
I do too.
I love what he's doing. Like That's you it. Said earlier. Tell him what you said earlier, right before we went on the air.
What did I say? No, I said he's doing more in 2 weeks than Biden did in what, 4 years?
Absolutely. And I said that's by design because he's trying to help America while Biden was trying to destroy us.
Have you seen the stuff on the tariffs that was going around?
I did.
This morning?
Yeah.
So see, now he put the tariffs on Mexico and Canada, and then stock market went crazy. I mean, it
really?
Went down 600-700 points the morning, one hour. And so then we heard that Mexico kind of backed off a little bit and said, hey, or negotiated or said, hey, listen, we're going to send 10,000 troops to the border to help with border control and fentanyl control immediately.
Yeah.
And so Trump put the tariff hold on Mexico for 30 days to see if all this is going to happen.
You know, Randy, you and I have talked, and we're going to talk about the sanctuary cities, but this is probably part of it. You and I have talked about Trump's, deportation program. And honestly, let's address that for just a moment. We hadn't planned on it, but let's just throw
right,
it out
there, right. Well, okay? it's the hot subject of this week.
It really is.
You know.
And here's the thing is that I think, of course, I don't know the mind of Donald Trump. I don't know him personally, so I'm only guessing. But I think that I can figure out his heart. Mm-hmm. If you can't find a man's brain, find his heart. And I think his heart is we've got to get rid of all of the illegal, the murderers, the rapists, the child molesters, the drug dealers, all of the severely horrible, horrible, bad people.
Right.
We've got to get rid of them. And that's who he's going after right now.
Right, right.
But then I think once he gets those people out, which remember, Biden and Kamala was flying them in on our tax dollars, bringing them in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I still, it boggles my mind. How can you say that you love our country yet want to flood it with millions of horrible people?
Well, that's the democratic way. Not democracy, but the democratic way. Well, just like I'll probably be saying that about three times tonight.
That's all right. You know, I,
speaking of that, my the big thing that's going around in the Mexican community, which Hispanic community, which a lot of my workers are Hispanic, and you know, they said something about, you know, today was going to be a boycott day of what Trump is doing and this, that, and the other, and you know, what about the people that have been here for years, the people that got green cards, the people that are paying taxes, you know, that have been here for 20 years, that got families here. And you know, I'm all for that. Figure out a way. I know it's not right yet, but figure out a way. Don't send them all back and try to start all over again. Work out a path to citizenship. That's what I would say to them, to those people.
I totally agree. And I think that you probably just touched on the heart of Donald Trump. He's a very compassionate man, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to paint him a horrible picture, but he's a very compassionate man. And I think what he's saying is, I've got to get rid of all these horrible people that are destroying our country,
mm-hmm.
rioting in the streets, burning things down, this kind of stuff. Once he gets rid of all of those horrible people,
right,
then I believe that his compassion will kick in and he will say, now, for the rest of everybody else, we know you're illegal, but you have worked hard, you've been paying taxes, you've been doing, keeping your nose clean, everything's good. Now we've got to give you a pathway,
right,
to citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, and I heard about this boycott thing, and I said, you know, the first thing that Carol said was, is if people do this, it's going to raise a red flag that just simply says, hey, I'm illegal, come get me, okay? And I said, well, Carol, I'm very proud of you for thinking of that, because I think that you're right spot on. And the second thing is I told several people, I wouldn't be boycotting and protesting a lot like this, because here's what I can tell you. The mind of the American voter is supporting Donald Trump right now, and I think that Donald Trump will give people a pathway to get to citizenship.
Mm-hmm. He should.
However, yeah, and I agree with that. However, if by chance you start acting up, your employers are probably going to fire you. It's going to cost you your job.
Right.
And the American voter is going to turn on you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Randy, in America, we've lost the definition of illegal. And I'm not saying just
people. Well, yeah. The phrase has become undocumented American, and it's not undocumented at all. Undocumented is if I'm driving down the street and I get pulled over and I don't have my driver's license. I'm a legal driver.
Yeah.
But I'm undocumented. I don't have my documents with me.
Right.
But I'm legal.
Right.
I could go ahead and get the ticket and take it down, show them a license, and everything would be fine.
Right.
So, but to have somebody come across the border and say, oh, you're an undocumented.
I like your thought there, because it's right on. But let's go one step further. We've lost the definition of illegal,
right,
on every level. It should be and probably is illegal for our senators to sit there and berate someone that wants to be in the health industry and in charge of the health industry, like RFK. And they're saying, you have to promise me, like Pocahontas did the other day, you have to promise me that you're not going to sue these people.
Right.
He said, the only reason you want me to vow not to sue Big Pharma is because they give you millions of dollars a year. Did you see her explode?
Did you see Bernie Sanders?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Not me. Yeah. Not me. Yeah. It was only a million. Yeah. It was only a million.
Mr. Socialist, okay? Mr. Socialism himself, and yet
He just admitted.
Yeah.
He admitted it was only 1.2 million out of 20 million I got.
And these people are our senators, and yet they're breaking the law. What is that? It is illegal. So we don't even understand the word illegal in America anymore. Okay? Well, I mean, you know me. I've got a lead foot. I don't argue with a police officer when he pulls me over. Sir, you were doing 92 and it's only 75. Yes, sir. Here's my license. Here is my concealed weapons permit. And it's in my right, on my right hip. It's holstered and will remain there. Here you go. And I gladly give it to him. I'm not happy about
it. No, you was trying to get it away from somebody that was driving slow.
There you go. Well, I got Ricky Bobby in my blood because if there's someone in front of me, there's something inside of me that says, Larry, you need to pass them. Because unless the only way I'm happy is when I'm going fast.
I've driven with you. I know.
Well, you get to dinner a lot faster, don't you?
Yep.
Your food may not digest quite as much.
Right.
But, okay, but that's still illegal. What I did was illegal. Why am I going to sit there and cuss and scream and rant and rave at the poor police officer?
Right.
So I'm nice to him, and like I said a show or two ago, then I hand him a podcast card and say, here, please listen.
Oh, man.
But America has lost its definition of illegal.
Yeah, but what I was going to finish saying is that I just found out about an hour ago that about three of my roofers, and I have a lot of Hispanics in my workforce.
Yeah.
Three of them are major companies that they have, and me and my mentor, Bill Darby, years ago, we taught them how to get their insurance, to get their license, to get their LLC or their incorporation and all that. We showed them how to do that. I could name the companies and you'd recognize them. Some of these, one of them was a framer and he got his, but in saying that is we use a lot of Hispanic workforce in construction, just like everybody else does. And I just heard that three of my roofers got picked up today by ICE. And so, I got up there, I said, guys, what happened? You know, and they said, well, they took them in and then they kept them for an hour or two and then they let them go. And we finally got to talk to them and they said they were asking them about, they're looking for one or two people, not them, but they knew, somehow they knew that they knew them. Now, they're probably, somehow on social media or something, You'll find out who your friends are on social media.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I got kicked off Facebook, and I don't have any friends anymore. So, I guess you go to my old friends, may see them. But
there you go.
So, they're looking for the bad folks.
They really are. And here's what I would tell people. If you're listening or watching this podcast, what I think you need to do is if you have friends or people that you're around that really are illegal, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's not a bad word, folks. It's just a word. They're illegally in the country. If they're illegal, you need to tell them, be patient. Don't act up.
Mm-hmm.
Be patient because America is trying to clean up the crap that we have been given for the last 8 years or more, Hussein and under Biden. We're trying to get all this cleaned up, and Donald Trump cannot do it, within a couple of weeks. Give us some opportunity.
Give him another week. Give him at least one more week.
He's doing a lot, I'll tell you that.
I know it. I think if you get him one more week, he may have it done.
And we'll just jump over here to this. Did you see last night where in California, Sanctuary City in L.A.,
yeah,
okay, everybody flooded the Interstate 101 and blocked it?
I saw something about that, but I didn't see what it was about.
Now, Karen Bass, the mayor, the police responded. They were getting ready to get everybody cleared out and get the interstate opened up. Karen Bass once again told them, stand down.
Really?
And they literally drove their police cars away
Oh my
and allowed all that nonsense.
Are you serious? Yeah. Hey, You know, that is the democratic way.
Apparently it is.
It ain't.
Because I'm happy I don't live there. And the thing of it is, I lived in San Jose, California for about a year and a half, right. After high school.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was a gospel singer, and I traveled out of there, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place.
Oh, yeah.
We'd go into San Francisco all the time for dinner and different things.
Used to be great.
Oh, it was phenomenal.
I've been there.
One of Carol and I's favorite vacations was to go to Frisco and go to over to Sausalito across the Golden Gate Bridge and go through all the galleries and everything.
Been there.
It was a lot of fun, you know, but now they've totally and completely ruined it, and it's not our fault.
Yeah, Golden Gate, the park, it is an absolute pit hole.
Oh.
I could say worse, but
I'm sure every prostitute is actually,
you know.
Drug Central USA. Probably.
Yeah.
So here we are. 101 is totally blocked. They only blocked one side of it at first. Then they moved over and blocked both sides.
Right.
Now, I don't know if you've watched any videos. I know you see a lot of TikTok. And if you can't find this on TikTok, go to YouTube.
Okay.
But have you ever seen those water cannons that they use overseas?
Yeah.
When people are doing this nonsense, and they shoot that water cannon,
and they go sliding,
it will hit a person and knock them back 50 to 100 yards.
Sure it will.
That's what LA needs to invest in. Because I'm going to tell you something, and I've always told my family, probably shouldn't say this on the air, but I will anyway.
Oh,
okay.
Gosh.
I've always told my family, if we'd run up on something like that, I am not going to stop and allow somebody to drag me or my family out of the car, beat the ever-loving crap out of me, and or kill me, or rape one of the ladies.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've told them, you need to lay down in the seat, close your eyes, because Papa's hitting the gas, and I'm taking them out.
Let me tell
you. I'm not going to be the one that gets beat up.
Right. You know, back in the 60s, they had a problem with this. It was some kind of chain deal where people would chain one in front of one another and trap a car.
Really?
Yeah, they had a problem with this for a while. And my uncle, Uncle Joe, bless his heart, rest his soul and everything else, but he was a cab driver. And, of course, they had, you know, they didn't have automatic transmissions back then.
Okay.
And he got trapped in an area in North Little Rock, and four or five guys were in front of him, and he dropped that thing down in first with the clutch in and revved that engine up and then popped that clutch, and there were gravel spraying everywhere. He saw guys flying left and right. He was not going to stop. It was one way forward. So you do that a couple of times, and that gets on TV.
Well, you know,
it'll all be over.
I think if you're one of them that's chained up there, you're probably going to go, crap, this was a bad idea. You know what I mean?
That's kind of like people that used to hold the back end of a Volkswagen up. You know, you heard of that? Four or five guys pull the back end of a Volkswagen up.
No.
Yeah, they could do that, you know. And
The
guy couldn't drive off. I had a Volkswagen, I know.
Oh.
Well, just put it in reverse. They let it down. They can't let it down.
Well, I've always warned my family, and they're like, oh, Dad, please, please. And I'm like, hey, I don't think you want to get drug out of here and beat up.
Yeah.
You know? So I just don't understand, you know. John Maxwell, we'll go back to him. Everything rises and falls on leadership.
It does.
And I mean, so folks, if the mayor says stand down, what are they going to do? But here's what I disagree with, is they do this kind of nonsense. Then they look and point to the federal government and say, hey, look at how this whole thing is all screwed up and messed up, and it cost us millions of dollars. Look at Minneapolis. I saw something today on X that Minneapolis is asking the federal government to come in and give them billions of dollars.
Bail them out.
To bail them out and to rebuild.
Yep.
No, we sat there on TV, national TV, watching it. And I'm going to tell you, when all the riots were going on,
yes.
I looked at Carol and I said, well, baby, I can fix this if they'll let me. I said, we go get a helicopter and fly over. We put about four guys in there with automatic machine guns and a loudspeaker. And all we do is fly over and say, you have 3 minutes to to clear the area, and we will open fire. Now, this is when they were burning down the police station. Remember it?
I remember that. It's crazy.
Old Larry here could have fixed it because I'd have put a helicopter in and made that announcement. And, buddy, my iPhone would have been set. At 3 minutes, I'd have turned around and said, okay, Bubba, open fire. Give them everything you got. I'd have wiped out everybody there. Then I would have landed and got the press out there and said on TV, now, folks, we're going to leave these bodies out here for about 12 hours. If you think you have a loved one here, come get them, and we'll let you bury them. If not, we got bulldozers and dump trucks. We're going to have one mass grave.
Hmm. Okay.
God bless America.
I know.
You
commercial.
You want to go to a commercial?
Yeah,
I could tell by the look on your face. You're like, and do not cut that out. Do not edit me out.
We'll be back.
All right, bye.
Bobby's Country Cooking. It's like Sunday after church at Grandma's, except it's Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 2. Homestyle cooking with generous portions, entrees, sides, and desserts to die for. Dine in or get it to go. We're in the West Chase Plaza at the corner of Shackelford and Markham. Bobby's Country Cooking.
Well, folks, if you stayed there after that last rant.
I know. I wonder if they're still there.
They probably are going, my God, this guy's out of his mind.
It's time to like, share, and subscribe for sure.
Well, it sure is. Share that with your family members, okay? You know, the thing of it is, Randy, and I'll settle down here, but you got me fired up there. I don't know what it was, but you got me fired up. But so it's all your fault.
I know.
But we didn't vote for this nonsense, and I just don't see why America should have to bail them out. Right. And one of the problems that I have in America is we've trained people away from being self-reliant and self-governing. I'm not out here killing anybody. I own guns, and I've not killed one person in my lifetime.
I hope so. I hope not.
You know, I haven't. And so, you know, but we've got people that will get, you know, they'll go out there and they'll kill somebody. You're like, oh, my God, they shot the person over a candy bar?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Carol and I watch all these cop shows, you know, on TV. We record them all.
Right.
And we'll watch these real-life cop shows. And I mean, well, what'd they get? Well, they got $22 and a couple of candy bars.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they took a life. And I just don't understand. We didn't vote for this mess. And so when I say something huge like, I don't think we ought to bail California out, let's review a few facts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I guess what I'm going to do is let's go back and let's talk about a few facts here that of why I say that. Gavin Newsom cut the fire prevention budget by $100 million in 2024.
I remember that.
Okay. I think that Gavin Newsom is one of the most incompetent governors in America.
Well, sure he is.
I mean, he's horrible. Just imagine if the billions of dollars that Newsom blew being a sanctuary state for illegals to be here and to be there. Just imagine those billions of dollars that if they had them instead could be used to rebuild for the Los Angeles fires.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But, you know, we're not the only ones that's belly aching and griping about this. You know, I heard different insurance companies came in probably 60, 90 days before the fires and said, hey, you're at too big a risk. We're canceling your homeowners policies.
Yeah, it's hard to get insurance there now.
Well, if insurance companies are bright enough to see the danger, then you know, how can I say this?
Well, it was very simple. They didn't do the undercutting. They didn't even try. They didn't do any of the, you know, yearly brush cutting and all that stuff that should have been done. They didn't do any of that.
And so, therefore, they didn't listen to Trump during his first term because, if you'll remember, Trump advised him, you've got to do this.
Yeah.
Trump told them, you've got to bring all that water, but they were some stupid little fish that he was trying to save. They took the water and drained it into the ocean instead of filling up the reservoirs.
I heard that the water was coming back because he went out there. You know, Trump was out there last week.
And Trump sent the armed forces out there and said, we're turning that on and we're getting these people some water.
Mm-hmm.
How can you stand back and agree with a governor and a mayor and even a fire chief that knows you're setting in danger?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is some really horrible stuff. Here's my question, taxpayers, are you getting your money's worth? Now, you've got a fire chief that is a DEI hire.
Mm-hmm.
She says that the LGBTQIA plus, I mean, they keep adding letters right to it, so God only knows what all's there.
Or what's next.
Yeah, yeah, what's next. This same fire chief that makes $750,000 a year, she said her number one issue is equity, making sure that they are taking care of the DEI issues.
Yeah.
That's about like my fry cook saying, oh, well, you know, my number one objective around here is making sure that DEI is in the kitchen. No, your number one responsibility is frying chicken and making it the best that you absolutely can.
Right.
And if you can't handle that, you're fired.
Mm-hmm.
So no wonder LA is burning down, you know. So instead of asking what's your DEI ideas, why don't you ask for some real qualifications? I mean, wouldn't that be kind of right?
Well, I don't know, and this is in your notes, but it's in the news big time, and it's sad. But, you know, the plane that crashed, you know, where the helicopter crashed into the
right
the plane in D.C., you know, there it goes back to, was it pilot error, you know, or what error was it or whatever happened. My opinion, they shouldn't have had helicopters flying on that path anyways while there's major airlines going across it. But the point is going back to qualifications. When I was 20-something years old, I'd already taken the test to be an air traffic controller. It was not an easy test.
Really?
I took it. Okay. I passed it. They had already told me, they had already accepted me. They told me that me and Donald, they were going to fly us to Houston, Texas, to start training. That's where they train their air traffic controls. And it's a very intense job. And the last minute, I decided not to do that. I went into a Christian television and built TV stations, stayed here in Little Rock. But saying all that, I saw the Obama Biden appointee for the FAA.
Yeah.
When he was questioned,
mm-hmm.
he was never been a pilot. He didn't know any of the stuff about FAA. He didn't know anything. It was very, very, very incompetent is what he was. And he got appointed to over the FAA. And then he changed the documentations of qualifications for the FAA. And it was more what your skin color was, or if you were Indian or some other kind. If you were an engineer and bright, you did not get the score. It's part of the woke thing.
Yeah,
it's just. He wanted, his priority was the unqualified, getting them into these qualified positions. And let me tell you, you know, there's no way I could do it now, but you do not want somebody that's unqualified to be up there directing air traffic. You know what I'm saying?
A thought just came to mind. I'm sorry. God. I'm sorry I laughed
it's
at such a
funny laugh.
I know. I'm sorry I laughed at such an important part of your conversation, but to get, oh, wow. Okay. I had a dishwasher, a guy, probably about, he'd weigh in at about 350, okay?
Yes.
And he'd come in, he worked for me for, I don't know, 8 months or so.
And he washed dishes.
And he washed dishes.
Okay.
And he was decent. When he kept his head in the game, he did decent.
Yes.
And he'd stand back there and talk to all the girls, and he would say, I'm not a boy, I'm a girl.
Oh, my gosh.
And he would even wear ladies' tops.
And you hired him?
I didn't know this at the time, you know, but
Now you can't get rid of him.
You know, I don't care if he is standing back there in some kind of a lingerie. As long as he could, you know, wash the dishes, he ain't coming out front. No one ever saw him.
Right.
Okay. But he'd step back there and the girls would just laugh because he'd go, I'm a girl. Mm-hmm. I'm a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, finally, his performance did not match. I didn't fire him because he was a girl. You know, I fired him because he quit washing dishes and doing a good job and calling in sick and doing different things.
Right.
Everything that you should lose a job for. So that's the whole point is why hire someone that is not? Wouldn't you think that an air traffic controller or someone that's going to pilot a chopper or be inside a chopper with some form of responsibility? You know,
or how about this? Somebody that's over that whole department.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over it all. Yeah. Over all those guys.
Right.
And find out what is important. Well, is it that you're Indian or black or Hispanic or, you know, definitely not anything else.
I just don't care about the color of their skin as long as they're qualified. That's the bottom line. And you are the same exact way.
Right.
You know? So it's just sad to think that America has eroded to the point that we have. And I was listening to Megyn Kelly. She had a guy on there that was really knowledgeable about the helicopters and everything.
Right.
And they actually fly these choppers all through that flight field, and a lot of times they have on a night goggle.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And they're practicing and they're training. Well, I would think there's a better place for you to go and train new people rather than to be mixed in with all of the commercial flights.
Right.
Now, when I heard about this, you know me, Mr. Conspiracy Theory. The first thing I did was say, was it on purpose?
Right.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Now there's evidence, and I'm not saying that it was, okay? I'm not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody was like, oh my God, there was some mistakes made. It was this and that, you know? And what you hear is the chopper talking to the guy in the, you know, the traffic controller in the tower. And he says, do you have a visual? Yes, I've got a visual.
Right.
Okay. My first question was it the chopper that hit that plane or was it one of those drones that they won't ever let us know anything about?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Trump came out and told us the truth there.
He did.
The other day. But, you know, Biden never fessed up to anything.
No. No.
Of course, he doesn't even know what a,
he doesn't what even a drone know what a even drone is.
Yeah.
No.
He has no idea. But anyway. Well, I just think that all these people, you know, you take a look at Karen Bass, and even if they would have had water in the hydrants, Randy, she cut their budget, fire budget, by $49 million.
Mm-hmm.
And this high-dollar fire chief said, you're really, you know, making some mistakes here. We need to change. They say that it's so bad that when a fire truck breaks down, they literally pull it to the side and they start stripping parts off of it and trying to put another one together. They'll take a couple of different trucks and put them together. And yet that's what these guys are out there using.
Wow.
And people are quitting left and right. So all we're doing is sitting here making our case on why we should not be bailing out these sanctuary cities and these sanctuary states.
I wonder when her term is up for renewal.
Well, I really don't know.
You know, and it's and then we can just see. I mean, it's got to be within the next, 2 to 4 years. So
I don't know if they've got term limits on her or if she can run forever. I really don't.
Or if she's run once and she's stuck there, does she stay there? Do they ever have elections on that?
Yeah. Well, and do they ever have good elections? You know, they recalled Newsom a few years ago, if you'll remember. But my whole question was, then they voted him back in. And my whole question was, did they really? Was Californians dumb enough to actually vote him in again?
Yeah.
Or was it rigged? When you take 13, 14 days to count ballots, and yet you're in California, and you're the state that everybody says, oh, everybody in computers, you know, they're there,
know? Right.
You haven't got computer systems that's smart enough to count all that mess.
Right, right.
They should be able to, when the polls close at 7 o'clock, give us a report by 7:30, said, okay, well, we've looked at all of it, and here's the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. It's done.
Yeah.
If we're going to computerize all this mess, I think we need to pay close attention really to it.
Yeah.
So, but instead, they like to deflect their responsibility, and that's what I really get upset about is people that will live with this nonsense, and then they want to deflect. You know, they said the first thing that, well, these fires, it wasn't the lack of water, it wasn't the lack of manpower, it wasn't the lack of equipment, it was global warming and, you know, those kinds of things. No, it wasn't.
They just had 10 inches of snow in Pensacola, Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Global warming.
Trump got rid of it. Trump got rid of global warming. Took him 2 weeks and it snowed in Pensacola.
We've only got maybe 4 or 5 more minutes on this show, maybe 10, but let me drop this on you, okay?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Here's what I can drop on you, and I was going to cover it in minute detail, but I won't. I'll just skip right over here. People are asking, are these fires being set intentionally? And they said, yeah, they blamed it on some homeless people running around and this and that. I'm not particularly buying that.
Mm-hmm.
Homeless people in general aren't out destroying that kind of stuff. They just are looking for the free ride and leave them alone, okay? I deal with a lot of beggars around Bobby's and around West Little Rock, and I deal with them. And normally, hey, if you're nice to them, they're nice to you, and they'll leave everything alone. But here's what I would tell people, to our listeners. I would love for you to go and Google or go to YouTube and search for what is called a 15-minute city. Or it's also known as a smart city.
Right.
Have you heard of these,
yes,
Randy?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So they're a futuristic city. I would personally call them an enslavement city. And most people that believe in freedom do. You've got a lot of people out there that is actually talking about the idea that California, Hawaii,
yep,
these fires were on purpose, and they want to bring about these 15-minute cities or these smart cities. And if you'll remember Maui, people... And be sure and pay attention to who's running in and buying up all this land. Real estate agents are out there saying, these poor people can't afford to rebuild.
Right.
That's by design. And you're going to see, I think, a lot of that land, a lot of that property taken in by eminent domain. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to put myself out there. People can laugh at me all they really want. But if you'll go and listen to some of these things, you will find out there on YouTube and Google and different things and talk about smart city. There are sidewalk labs in Toronto, Canada that are designing them. If you want to read a couple of articles that Gavin Newsom is in about a smart LA 2028. Okay.
Okay.
Don't think for a second that some planning commission pumped out Smart LA 2028 just weeks after the fires.
Mm.
That's been cooking for years. But what do they have to do? In order to build all this mess, these smart cities, 15-minute cities, in order to do it, Randy, what do they have to do?
They got
to
get rid of what's there.
Destroy what's on the land first.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can pick the land up for pennies on the dollar. You know, in Maui, who's the first person and the biggest landowner now in Maui that started buying all of this?
Mm-mm.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, really? Oprah?
Just so happened her house did not burn.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Wasn't that by surprise? Now, you know me. I like her about as much as I like Hussein. But that's the whole thing. Newsom announced his Marshall Plan to rebuild a new L.A. He said, we already have a team reimagining L.A. 2.0. In another article, he said, and he admitted, that he is receiving advice from the Hawaii's governor and that they're stopping speculators from coming in and buying up properties. Why? Because the cities are wanting to buy it and they're pet investors.
Oh.
Do you not think that he's part of Pelosi's family?
Sure, yes.
Do you not think that Pelosi's going to drop millions of dollars into there?
Oh, yeah.
So, Mr. Conspiracy Theory here, I'm just going to throw it out there. This is what I think we're looking at. Now, you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, but you know, boy, I'll tell you, it just seems like I just sat around going, well, there's another one that came true. We're supposed to be these old farts that don't know what we're talking about.
Right.
But Randy, a lot of the stuff that we keep talking about, it's coming true.
It's coming.
If people will only listen. So here's what we're going to tell you, folks, on the way out the door. Be sure and put us in your library. In, I don't know if you're listening, watching on Spotify or on Apple, on one of the podcast programs. We're also on Rumble, on YouTube. Be sure and like us. Put us in your library there. And be sure and tell your friends and family about us. We really want to grow, and we want to grow with you. So have a great day.
All right.
And tomorrow starts the same.